There are times when time travel isn't all it's cracked up to be. This is one of them. The problem is, the past is so much easier to see than to visit. We're always seeing the past, and hearing it. Because light and sound have to travel over some length of space to us, no matter how close we stand. And light and sound take time to travel. Look in the mirror. The you see is already several nanoseconds old. Or think of watching fireworks from a distance and listening to the sound continue for several seconds after the show is over. And then there are the stars, so many of which are ancient by the time we see them. Telescopes are time machines of a sort. And yet, even as we know we're always running a little bit late, humans persist in hurrying toward the future, imagining that we'll get there, if only we keep on the path. That's how history plays itself out, the desire to keep moving forward, colliding with all our pasts rushing back at us. It's no wonder I feel dizzy, like I'm traveling in circles.
Stop your CD or MP3 player here. Spend enough time with the labyrinth to center yourself in all four dimensions of space and time. Then turn around and go back up Mile Rock stairs. Head north to Painted Rock.